are going to be over in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, very familiar, one verse of Scripture. Hebrews 13:8. Before I read it, a cynic once said, once remarked that nothing is permanent except change. That's what a cynic once said. You know what? I want to tell you something. You know what? There's a lot of change out here in the world, but praise God, we know one that never changes. Do we not? Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Man, there's a lot in those words. Is that right? There's a lot in that. I'll just read that again. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart. I thank you and praise you for the opportunity to stand behind this desk this morning. I thank you for those that have made their way out here this morning. I pray, Father, that you would open up the hearts of those that are here this morning, Lord. I pray that every Sunday, and I pray that again today, Lord, that hearts and minds would be open, that the message would hit exactly where you would have it to hit, Lord, that you would get me out of the way, Lord, and that, Father, that, Lord, that your word, that your will would be done here above all things. In Jesus' precious name we ask, and amen. I know this is the understatement of the year. We live in a world full of change. Am I right? If that ain't an understatement, there never was one. We live in a world full of change. Everything from our clothing styles to the weather changes, it seems, just almost instantly. Change is continuous. Do you realize within the last 125 years or so, some of the most amazing changes that's ever affected humankind have happened? Well, in probably about the last 125, 150 years. You know what? We go from cars and airplanes and phones and space travel and computers. We can go on and on and on and tell you the amazing things that have happened to, that have helped humankind in a way or another in the last 125, 150 years. How many of you remember the bag phones? Oh, yeah. Oh, there's quite a few hands in here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know most of you young kids probably don't remember what a bag phone was. In that day, it was the modern cell phone for the car. Am I right? You put it in the car, it had a little bag, it zipped up, and as long as you was okay, as long as you was in Parkersburg, this is as soon as you left Parkersburg, you had no service. But anyway, it's amazing how that we have grown from those phones to, if you hold up your iPhone or your Samsung phone now, that little computer that you hold in your hand and the amazing things that can be done on that thing. My goodness, but you realize the moment that we drive our new cars, or maybe take our new phones out of the store, or drive them off our cars off the lot. But the moment that we do that, that thing's outdated, pretty much. Am I right? That is pretty much outdated. I tell you, I was amazed whenever you take a car, a brand new car, and drive it off the lot, how much the percentage that car goes down within the moment that you drive that thing off the lot. Change happens. It happens immediately. You know what? Something has already developed to take place to make that to make it better, especially in our phones. I thought about this when I'm dealing with that Samsung phone. You know what? They got the iPhone 6 out now. My goodness, if the Lord left to go along one of these days, we're going to have the iPhone 120 or whatever it is one of these days, right? What it's going to be. World events tumble over each other almost before we can comprehend what's going on. Am I right? I've looked at that so many times. I look around and read the news, and you can see where things change in the moment that we just read it on the newspaper or see it on the news, something else has happened. In this age where change can happen in the proverbial blink of an eye, I want to tell you something. There is something that is permanent. There is something that is stable. There is something that we can hang our hat on. And I believe that if people are looking for stability in their lives, I'm here to tell you this morning, like that verse of Scripture that I read you, Jesus Christ is the same. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today with the church. And He will be the same if it's 120 years from now. Jesus Christ is still the same. You know, the trouble is where we're looking at for stability. That's where the trouble lies. So many people are looking for that, but they have no idea what they're looking for, when they're looking for it. They look at it in all manner of different things, is what they're trying to say. Some depend on financial. Some depend on their money. But money serves only to produce more change. You realize that? The Bible says, a fool and his money shall soon part. Does it say that? I don't think it says that, does it? No. But what it does say is in Matthew 6:20, this is what it says. Lay not for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. It said, but lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, where thieves do not break through, or do they steal. I'll tell you what, you cannot depend on your money, because that, you know what? Money changes. Things can change. Finances can change people sometimes. But praise God, what the Bible is trying to tell us is we cannot depend upon our money. Still others will seek fame and fortune in their life, honor and position. But just how soon is the fame is forgotten? I've said this around here on numerous occasions. You know what? It isn't long before the next big thing comes along, before the next big person comes along, individual group, singing group, a singer, whatever it is, and that person who is big today will not be big. Soon they'll be forgotten. But you know what? I'm telling you, the Bible says it this way. Does it not? But fame is fleeting, and the wind and the glory fade away. Does the Bible say that? No, it doesn't say that. But what it does say in James 4:14, it tells us this. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then it vanishes away. That goes not only for the famous folks, that goes for you and I. I thought about this. My grandchildren know me as the preacher of Drift Run Church. Once they're dead and gone, maybe their children will get to know me, maybe their children will not. But one of these days, I will be long gone. I'll be dead and gone. And you know what? Whenever they're dead and gone, who's going to remember who Dave Long was? It's not going to be the case. That's why the Bible say that our life is but a vapor. You're here for a little while, then you're gone. That's not the important part. The important part is what you do with the life that you have right now. Whether or not you're living it for Jesus Christ, whether or not you're trying to spread the gospel, whether or not you're trying to do the things to help and to spread God, the Word of God in this world that we live in. That goes not only for us, but you know what? Some will rely upon their friends. Some people, you know, some will rely on friends, and friends are good to have. I'm not saying that. But you know what? Too many friends are like shadows. They only appear on sunny days. You know what? That's what a lot of friends are to people sometimes. You know what? Whenever things are going good in your life, whenever things are going great, your friends are all around you. But the moment that you know what, things start going downhill in your life or something started to happen, then sometimes your friends are not there for you. The Bible says the only way to have a friend is to be one. Does it say that? It doesn't say that. No, it doesn't. Proverbs 17:17 tells us, a friend loveth all the time. And a brother is born for adversity. You know what? That's what it talks about whenever the Bible talks about a friend. If you don't have sunny day friends, a friend is there for you all the time. That's why the Bible tells me that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Because I'm telling you here this morning that Jesus Christ will be with you no matter what's going on in your life. No matter what's going on, Jesus Christ will be there. Thousands seek to escape life's troubles, and they seek to have stability in their life through religion. Through religion. I'm going to tell you what, religion will never give you stability. Do you understand that? Religion will never, ever give you stability. I think the main religion in the United States is the religion of confusion. It's what I think it is in the United States. I'll tell you what it is. The thing that will give you stability in your life is not religion, but is a relationship with Jesus Christ. To know Him as your personal Savior. All the things that they want to talk about, religion. Yes, religion is not going to do nothing for you. It's only being saved and having Jesus Christ. Why are so many confused? Why do they get confused? You know what? Because you know what? They get discouraged and let down by going to church. There are people who depend upon religion, and they go to churches, and they get discouraged, and they get let down, and they get hurt. Because why? Because they're going there not for a relationship with Jesus Christ, but because of a relationship with a church, because of a relationship with a denomination. That's why they get hurt. That's why. I'll tell you what, if you go and you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, I am here to tell you 100% He will not let you down. Amen. You can let Him down, but He will never, ever let you down. Discouraged, you know, it takes a relationship with God's only Son. You know what? Only the one who is the Jesus Christ, the same. Acts 4:12 tells us this. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. I rejoice this morning. I'm telling you, I rejoice this morning. I have an anchor that keeps my soul stable this morning, and that is Jesus Christ. It's not a religion. It's not, you know what? It was never 14th Avenue. It's not Drift Run Church. It was never any other church I've ever been in. It's been Jesus Christ that has kept me stable, that has kept me on track. Steadfast and sure. That is what's happened. I'll tell you what, the billows roll and I'm fastened to the rock. Amen? How about you this morning? Grounded firm and deep in the Savior. That's where we need to be. Everyone in the sound of my voice this morning, you can have stability in your life no matter what's going on around you. The storms and the walls may be crashing in around you. There may be all manner of things going on in your life, and I'm here to tell you, I have seen it happen time after time again. I have seen stability in people's lives because of Jesus Christ. Because of Him. Jesus Christ is the same. If you're looking for a permanent, unchanging relationship, let me introduce you to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior this morning. He is the same no matter what's going on in your life. No matter what has happened in your life. I'll tell you what, I have seen it happen time and time again in my life. I have seen it happen whenever the things in this life start just rocking my boat and trying to upset my life. And I've said, Jesus, I need you. I need the strength that is in you only. The love that brought Him down to man continues right now and it will continue forever. Amen. Jesus Christ is the same. Your health may leave you. You may feel fantastic today. You may feel that way. Doctors even give you a clean bill of health. And then next week you could be on the flat of your back. But you know what? But Jesus, praise God, Jesus Christ is still the same. Still the same. He still loves you. He's still there for you. He still wants to hold and help you. That's what it says. That's what I'm saying. Jesus Christ is still the same, no matter what happened in your life, no matter what's going on. He is still the same. And I praise Him for that this morning. I'll tell you what, one time in my life, you know what? I was suffering. And I couldn't imagine what was going on. I was getting numb. And I was thinking, you always think the worst. You know what I'm saying? Always think the worst. I went through all kind of tests. Whenever it was said and done, praise God. You know what? It was nothing major. But you know what? I had Jesus Christ to hang on to all the time. And if I hadn't had it, I would have went nuts. I would have went nuts. Your circumstances of life may not remain the same. Your marriage may go up in smoke. You may loss of a job. Your children may end up in trouble. But Jesus Christ is still the same. He is still there. He is the same Jesus that saved you. He's the same Jesus that walks with you every day. And what makes you think that whenever the world comes crashing in on you, He won't be the same then? Because all too often, we find that those around us cannot be counted on. There's too many people. So-called friends will let you down. Maybe your family will let you down. Maybe you will even be let down by your own self. I have heard people, and I am harder on myself than you will ever be on me. Believe you me. And I tell you what, I get so sometimes I get in my own mind that I'm letting things down and I'm letting myself, I'm letting Jesus down and I'm hard on myself and I get to realize that Jesus says, Dave, you're not the reason for this. I am the reason for all this. And I have to put my trust and my faith back in Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I appreciate, I would love you and appreciate it. Jesus Christ is the same. You may feel like you're too far gone. You know what? The same Jesus who forgave the woman taken in the very act of adultery and told her this in John 8, 10, and 11. When Jesus had lifted up Himself and saw none but the woman, He said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn you. And go and sin no more. The same Jesus who cast out the devils out of the man called legions. I'll tell you what. And you say that you're too far gone here this morning. You may be thinking that in your mind. You may think that Jesus Christ, that you've done too much in your life. I'm here to tell you that same Jesus that done the work in that woman, that done the work in that man that called legions, He is the same Jesus that is still saving souls today. The same Jesus. He can still do the same work today. And you know what? You're not too far gone. Don't let the devil lie to you. We had talked about putting on the whole armor of God because, you know what? And the bell of truth, listen to me. We've got to have that truth in our life to know because the devil is a liar and he is the author of lies. He will tell you that you are not worthy. And you know what? You're not worthy on your own. But whenever Jesus Christ does the work in your life, you are worthy.
Amen.
You are worthy. Don't let him tell you that. Don't let me tell you that. You're too far gone. Don't let the devil say it. Jesus Christ said He is the same yesterday and He is the same today. What man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, doeth not leaveth the 99 and goes out and finds that one which was lost. Amen? Jesus Christ said that. That was in His words. He will go out. He's wanting to help you. He's wanting to bring you into the fold. Amen. That's the kind of Jesus that we serve. That's the one right there. Don't let the devil lie to you that you're too far gone. Jesus Christ has got His arms open. He's willing and able to come and to seek and to find those which are lost. You know what? And when He has found it, He layeth it on His shoulder. What does it say He does? He said He rejoices. Do you know the angels? There's a party in heaven whenever a soul is given. You know that? There's a big party in heaven over one that commits and accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We've had a lot of that here lately, have we not?
Amen.
There have been a lot of rejoicing in heaven here lately. And we should be rejoicing in our souls because of it. Amen. Jesus is still looking for the lost, and He did not back down on that. His love, His compassion, His tenderness, His conduct, all those things are forever, forever will never change because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and He's the same today. The same love that showed mercy in those Bible stories that I just told you is still showing mercy to people today. That's because He is that kind of a God. Amen. He's still the same. He reaches down heaven. You and I on earth today, Jesus Christ will reach down from heaven to you and I. Can you even fathom that for a minute? Just think about that for a minute. The God that created all of heaven and earth, the God who sent His Son down here to die for you and I, has compassion upon us, has such compassion upon us that you know what? He still is searching and seeking and wanting to find those who are lost. There's a difference. You know what? There are many that say there's a different era. That was a different time. And God and His Son, you know what? It just doesn't work the same today. Don't let the devil fool you again. Amen? Don't let Him fool you again. It's not no different because that same Jesus, that same God that did those things that we read about in that Bible, I'm telling you, is still the same God today. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today. Amen. I tell you what, I am just so thankful that He is that kind of a God, that He doesn't just throw us after by ourselves and leave us to try to do this stuff on our own. Praise God for that this morning. I'll tell you something else too. Acts 10:34-35. And Peter opened his mouth and said of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person, but in every nation that feareth Him and worketh righteousness is accepted with Him. Romans 2:11. There is no respecter of persons with God. Every single man and woman that has ever been created is standing on equal ground with God. Do you understand that this morning? Every one of us that's ever been created, we stand on equal ground with God. God is a just God, is what I want to say this morning. When He sent His Son, it was for whosoever will. Not just for the select few, but it was for whosoever will. Praise God this morning. I'll tell you that right now. Listen to this also. 2 Corinthians 6:21. We then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For He saith, I have heard thee in time accepted, in a day of salvation. I succour to thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So what's wrong? Why do we sometimes feel this way? Why do we not feel the stability that we should feel in our lives? Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, I think, tells it best. What's wrong with some people? Why their prayers aren't answered? Why the power of God is not in the churches? Why we cannot feel God's power in churches? This is what it says here. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ears heavy that it cannot hear. But listen to this right here. But your iniquities have separated you between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. If there is sin in your life, if there is sin in the church, if there is sin in a person, an individual's life, God is not going to hear. He's not going to hear your prayers. You're not going to feel the power. You're not going to see the power in the churches the way that it should be. If you're not feeling the power of God in your life, listen to me. There's a reason for it. There is a reason you're not feeling that power in your life. There's something going on in your life. There's something that's happening. If you're going to church, it's letting you down. You're not getting nothing out of it. Your prayers are not getting answered. You see, you know what? See where you're standing with God this morning. Answer that question for yourself this morning. I ask you that, but you know what? That's why I said whenever I'm talking about Jesus Christ being the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen to me. The same God is the same God back then. The same Jesus of the Bible is the one who is willing this morning to set you free, to give you the power, to let you feel the Holy Spirit in your life. Listen, is there anything hindering your relationship with Him? Let me ask you that dead on this morning. If there's something hindering your relationship with God this morning, I'm telling you, it's today. Today is the day of salvation. Today's the day to get it right. Too many times we just put this stuff up. Stop blaming everyone around you. By the way, let's stop doing that. Stop blaming everyone around you because you're not feeling God's power, because you're not feeling the grace of God in you. Let me tell you what you need to do. Go to a mirror and look directly in that mirror and blame the person in that mirror if you cannot feel God's power in your life. Don't blame everybody else. I'm telling you this morning, this is too serious. It's something that's too much to try to put aside. Because I tell you what, I feel so strong this morning, brothers and sisters, that we need, do you want stability in your life? I've got the answer for you. The Bible has the answer for you if we're willing to do that, if we're willing to accept it. You know what? Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Why is it we're so quick to judge everybody around us? We're so quick to put the blame why we're in the situation we're in on everybody else. But yet we will not look in the mirror and say, you know what? What can I do about this situation? What can I do? Well, you know what? And He will be the same in your life if we do that. And He will be the same tomorrow. Listen to me. I told you this earlier. Forevermore, Jesus is eternal. We know that. God is eternal. Revelations 12:13, I am Alpha and Omega. He says, I am the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I'll tell you what, 100, 1,000 years from now, I'll say this, Jesus Christ is still going to be the same. He is still going to be the same Savior, the same one to save souls, to bring people's lives back to where they need to be. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to see so many people go down the paths that they go down sometimes today. So many of the young, so many of them, sometimes they're looking for stability. They're looking for things in their life that they can hang their hat on. And Jesus Christ has been there all the time. And yet they just keep searching. They keep looking. You know what? I heard something and I believe this morning. You know what? You know what? You cannot change somebody's life. Amen. No matter how much we preach to them, unless they feel the need in their life to change, no matter how much is preached to them, no matter how much is taught to them, no matter how much you testify to them, if they do not feel the need to change in their life, there will not be a change in their life. There will not be a change. You know what? Me and Tink was talking a little bit this morning. He said, you know, there is pleasure in sin for a season. That's what the Bible says. And you know what? That season will end. Sometimes it may take a long time. Sometimes it may. But you know what? Eventually, that season will end. And whenever that season ends, where are you left at? We've seen it too many times, just like the gentleman we talked about this morning that went into that drugstore down there. Just like he did. He was going in there for whatever reason, for money, for drugs, whatever it may have been. Maybe not even thinking that this was going to be the day that he was going to answer to a just God. I'm telling you, today is the day of salvation. And you know what? I'm telling you right now, Jesus Christ can save you today. He can keep you saved. He can be the God, He can be the Savior. He can be the God in your life. You know what? But you have to give it to Him this morning. You have to do that. And that's why I say, those words right there, Jesus Christ the same. I'll tell you what, right there is four words right there that, you know what? That we can hang our hats on. We can say Jesus Christ is the same. You know what? Let the world, let the heathen rage. Let them do what they, you know what? There's always going to be opposition to God. Am I right? There's going to be that. In Psalms it says, but do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against the anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away the cords from us. But listen to what God says. He that setteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. My goodness. Let the heathen rage. Let them say what they want to say. God is setting up there. God is still God. He's still ruler over all this. He is still the same. Let all manner of people say what they will. Whether it be kings, whether it be the president, whether it be just plain folks. Let them say what they want to, whether it be preachers. Jesus Christ is still the same. And God is still King. And God is still Lord over all. And I'll tell you what this morning. If you're here today and you want stability in your life, if you want something in your life that is permanent, that you can hang your hat on whenever you lay down at night, that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything is under the blood. Everything. There's only one way to do that. And that's to come and know Jesus Christ. The only way. The only way. Can you tell me? And this is for everyone here this morning. Look in your heart this morning. When you lay down at night to close your eyes, can you tell me, can you tell God, can you say this without a shadow of a doubt? That everything's okay and I have no worry. That if I would die in my sleep tonight, I'm going to heaven. I'm asking every one of you. I'm asking every one of you in the sound of my voice here this morning. You say, well, why would you do that, preacher? You know, they're in church. I tell you, I don't know your hearts. Why? I'm not a mind reader. Why? But I know one that is. I know one. I know if the Holy Spirit is dealing with you this morning, you know that. You know it. And if the Holy Spirit is dealing with you this morning, we're going to have a song here in a minute, and this altar is going to be open, and I'm going to tell you what, don't walk up here, run up here this morning. Come up here and make it right with Him to have assurance that you know Jesus Christ the same as He was yesterday, today, and you'll know Him the same way tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
I'll tell you what, Jesus Christ is asking, Jesus Christ is begging you. He's reaching out there. He's wanting to save your heart. As they come and get a song this morning, I'll tell you what, praise God this morning, He is the same.